Gym energy is just jogger energy. And the vegetable jungle juice on a stick lick. Gym energy, bodybuilding or otherwise, is done the same way that joggers do it. To this day, I am not a fast jogger. And to this day, I admire joggers immensely. The first time I saw real joggers, they were moving as fast as cars. What really messed me up is that they were having a normal conversation. They were not in pain. And you know what? They might not have been out of breath, like, at all. I kid you not. I trained myself the same way. I replicated jogging, but while dancing with dumbbells in my hands. And I started with 3 pounds per hand. And after many years, I only made it to 20 pounds per hand. Inspired by joggers, to me, duration was way more important than weight. Last few weeks, I went down to 15 pounds again and switched to club music, much faster than what I was using before. Because I move faster, I burn more fat. When I chase the heavier, I work out to 95 beats per minute songs. Chasing the heavier builds muscle crazy fast, almost in days. But the faster and lighter is really slow at burning fat. I know this is immature, but I think our bodies may be evolved for war. You can get as powerful as you need, and your body will protect your fat so that you can fight for years. I think we are warriors. We are fighters. Our bodies are not built for backing down. Based on what I have learned from my own personal junior bodybuilding experience, the adaptation of our bodies shows that we were beasts. Now, if you come to the gym and lift heavy, as in 20 or 15 pounds per hand, you will never be able to lift for long enough. It's just too much to start with. You will not train your body. You will strain your body. My muscles grew because I slowly expanded my endurance precisely the way joggers do it. If we ask a runner, how can you run for 26 miles? Where does that energy come from? Their answer would be the same.
I expanded my endurance a little bit at a time.
Now, I chose dancing with dumbbells because I understood that I was just too heavy to jog. Above all, we need to jog on soft woodland trails. Concrete is already a terrible idea. And in my private opinion, the perfect jogger is a young lady. Swift, fast, light. By contrast, I am a cow. So I started dancing with dumbbells. But you know what? I never got hurt. Ever. Starting light kept me perfectly safe. And by the time I moved up in weight, my body was always more than ready to handle it. Zero injuries. I did, however, experience a Charlie horse, or perhaps variations thereof, which is muscles contracting and not really letting go. But I never experienced it in my calves, lower back, between shoulders, shoulder and neck is where I got mine. I suspect the worst case happened from obesity. The muscles in my lower back did not let go for days. But I do not think of this as an injury, because it wasn't the dumbbells that hurt me. It had to do with my hydration and electrolytes, and me losing salt when I was sweating during my exercise. I was simply not replenishing my fluids correctly. This is kind of a big deal, because if you do it right, then you will never, ever, ever have to deal with this. Which brings us to jungle juice, a term I learned from an airport story, where a person was being asked to take a large swig from a barrel where people emptied liquids that were not allowed on the plane. To be clear, the cure for these muscle spasms is vegetable juice, bananas, and rehydration drink mix if you feel like you may be getting a spasm soon. But after a couple of years of drinking vegetable juice, it becomes such a heavy chore, because of the taste, that I simply began calling it jungle juice instead of vegetable juice. And you know what is worse or better than vegetable juice? And this is no joke. Putting a pickle in it. In the corner of the world I live in, both pickle in a pouch and pickle water are real products that help with electrolytes. It is wise to pair the two together for good measure, precisely because prevention of muscle spasms is preferred to treatment. Jungle juice and a stick lick, as you can probably imagine, is just frozen vegetable juice with a pickle in it. Yes, it will look exactly like it will taste, but it will cool you down, and it will keep you safe. I confess that this is not a 101% serious drink, or lick even, but muscle spasms, Charlie horse, and muscles going crazy in your back so that you can't even walk is way too serious not to take the drink seriously. If you are going to work out in warmer or hot weather, please get that vegetable jungle juice in you any which way. Aim to prevent any and all injuries related to an electrolyte imbalance. You know, it's just vegetable juice, and you can totally make your own with your own vegetables. It will keep you safe. Do it. You can also make some frozen vegetable jungle juice cubes. I'm sure those are good too.